بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue our discussion on that great and important affair، مسألة الإيمان. مسألة الإيمان، the issue of الإيمان and the reality of الإيمان and the proper and correct and sound understanding of true and sincere faith in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, al-Iman al-Sahih. And we have seen in our previous class that al-Iman can only be understood by way of the revelation, and it's not possible to understand the issues and the realities of al-Iman except by way of the revelation. وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ما كنت تدري يعني يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الكتاب ولا الإيمان. You did not used to know before the revelation came to you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the book nor الإيمان. Nor الإيمان, meaning that this is the revelation that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the reality of الإسلام and the reality of الإيمان. And these affairs, they are legislative affairs, and they are from the legislative command. نعم وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحًا من أمرنا روحًا من أمرنا, from the command of Allah and from His legislation, the revelation that has been revealed with regards to the reality of Islam and the reality of al-Iman as well. But many people who have ascribed to al-Islam, they have deviated in the affair of al-Iman. Therefore, it's very important and very beneficial for a believer to learn and to obtain a strong and solid foundation and understanding with regards to the issue of al-Iman. So we see that in our previous class that this is revelation, al-Iman, and the affairs of al-Iman is revelation from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that's the only way it can be understood, not by the Arabic language and not by the minds of the people and the intellects of the intellectuals, rather only by way of the revelation that is found in the Quran and the revelation that is found in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we have seen in our previous class as well that the Ummah was upon that way, and this revelation was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he conveyed that to his companions. He conveyed that in the best manner, in the best way, and the most complete conveyance sallallahu alayhi wasallam to his companions, and they understood that, and they complied to that, and they applied that, and they were upon that Iman. And their Iman and the Prophet's Iman, they were is upon the same Iman. Of course, not in the level, in the amount, but in the reality. Meaning that they believed in what he believed in, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they learned from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what he taught them, this is what they believed in, and this is how their Iman was. Naam, and because of this, Allah Azza wa Jal made them a proof upon the people and for the correctness of Iman. And if one wants to have guidance and the correct Iman, he must have the Iman of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, not the Iman of any other deviant sect or sheikh or group or tariqah or way or methodology. Only the Iman that is correct and that is a means of guidance. And we've seen yesterday that the Iman is a means of guidance. Yahdihim rabbuhum bi'imanihim, that their Lord guides them by way of their Iman. And in this life and in the hereafter, in this life and in the grave and in the hereafter. Naam, so the only way to have the true guidance and the complete and correct sound Iman is to have the Iman of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. And like this, Allah has mentioned in more than one verse, but we suffice with the mention of one to summarize. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا. This is very, very clear that if they believe in the likes of what you believe in, and you all, you and you, O Prophet Muhammad and your companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anhum, faqad ihtadaw, then verily they will be guided. So the guidance is in having the belief of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Iman of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions, and in the same manner, in the same way, not adding to that nor taking from that. And from the foundations and the usul of al-Iman, meaning the understanding of Iman, not having a different understanding, contrary to them, contrary to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And this is what the companions they were upon, and the Ummah was upon this correct belief and the correct creed, and they were upon the upright deen that Allah is pleased with, and that Allah revealed and completed. Na'am, at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his conveyance, and likewise it was conveyed to the companions entirety and completely, and likewise they were upon that, and they lived upon that. Even after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions, they were in accordance, and they were in agreement, and they never had any disagreement whatsoever with regards to the affairs of aqidah, and the affairs of al-iman and tawheed. Now, the differences that occurred between the Sahaba, there were differences in ijtihad, in the area, in issues of fiqh, and understandings of jurisprudence, and rulings of the actions, and the likes, not with regards to the creed and the affairs of the heart. They did not differ in this. Radiallahu anhum, rather, they were upon that same and correct belief. And that they learned from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in reality the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likewise, he was on the same belief as the rest of the prophets and the rest of the companions and the rest of the prophets and the rest of the messengers, and all of the prophets and messengers, they have the same creed and the same belief.
أقول آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, they were commanded to say, قولوا, say all of you, and with your tongues and with your hearts, آمنا بما أنزل على أنزل إلينا, that we believe in that which was revealed to us, and if by way of Prophet Muhammad, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to them, and because they were living amongst the revelation and the descent of the revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which was revealed to Ibrahim and to Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and to the tribes, and that which was revealed to Isa and to Musa and to the prophets, all of them, we don't make any difference between them, we don't distinguish between them, and meaning that they all had the same creed and the same deen. Naam, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was upon that way. And this was a command for him and the believers along with him at that time to say, and all of the believers until the day of judgment following behind them.
قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ.
An ayah. Likewise, this ayah is in Surah Al-Baqarah, and also there's a similar verse like this in Surah Al Imran. Whenever there is a command for the Prophet, قُلْ
آمَنَّا بِمَا أُنزِلَ علينا وما أنزل على إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب الأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى ونبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was upon the iman that the rest of the prophets were upon, and he was following that way of revelation that was revealed to him, and the companions likewise, they were upon that way as well, radiyallahu anhum, and there was no differing in this affair, and there was no differing in this affair. Until after, in the end of the generation of the companions, and the end of the generation of the companions, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until the end of the generation of the companions, after approximately many years after the hijrah, 45 years after the hijrah, 40 years after the hijrah, the fitna occurred, and Islamic spread, and Islam was powerful and strong, because the believers, they had strong iman, and they had the correct iman, and they had a solid Islam, and their deen was strong, and Allah aided them because of their sincerity and their obedience, and Islam spread through the lands. So in the spreading of Islam, many of the people that the Islam had spread to into their lands, they accepted Islam wholeheartedly, and they entered into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. But there were others from the enemies and from the lands that were conquered who held fast to their deen, and they held fast to their way. And they entered into Islam, apparently, but inside they were disbelievers, and they could not do anything to defend or to remove the deen, and they could not harm the Muslims physically because they were strong. Whenever they had strong iman, and they were upright and firm in their creed and in their deeds, then Allah aided them. So the enemies of Islam, they were not able to move the Muslims or to stop the conquest. Naam, but they fell back to try to corrupt the Muslims from inside the rank. And thus, some of them entered into Islam, but they were hypocrites and zanadiqa, and they attempted to corrupt Islam from inside, and by corrupting the creed of the Muslims and bringing shirk and doubt to the creed and to the iman of the Muslims. And you'll find that this is the way with Abdullah bin Sabah, the one who was the Yahudi, and the one who came with the creed that Ali was the ilah. And after that, they came with many more corrupt creeds and beliefs that he was the ilah, and then that he would believe in the raja'ah. And they had a belief that they invented and innovated that Ali, who was in the sky and he's coming back, radiallahu anhu, and they made much lies, and the likes like this, and the Shia, they're known for lying, and their issue is clear. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. But in any case, in the end of the generation of the Sahaba, the Khawarij appeared, and the Rafida appeared, and after that, soon the Qadiriyya appeared also in the end of the time of the Sahaba. The people had misunderstanding and the belief in the Qadr, and also the affairs of Iman and the actions from Iman and the Murji'ah and the likes like this. All of this came at the end of the generation of the companions, and then the first of the generation of the Tabi'een and the Atba' Tabi'een, until they introduced the affairs of the Quran is created, and denying the attributes, and interpreting the attributes and interpretation that is incorrect, and distorting the meanings, and so on and so forth, until many people had been misguided in their Iman, and the Iman had been corrupted in the hearts of many of the believers. And this is continuing to this day. And many of the Muslims, their Iman and their understanding of Al-Iman is corrupt from the very foundation. Many of the Muslims, if you ask them what is the meaning or what does it mean to believe in Allah, and they will say that Allah is everywhere. Allah is everywhere. They say this, many of them. Iyadhim billah, Allah is everywhere. This is the foundation of Iman. Al-Imanu billah. Al-Imanu billah. And if that's corrupted, then what about the rest of the beliefs? And what about the actions that are based upon that? Iyadhim billah. Ayadan billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala arshihi, mustawun ala arshihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, ar-Rahmanu ala arshistawa. This is what he mentioned about in his book. In any case, the issue of Iman is the most important issue. And this is why we're created. Created for worshipping Allah alone. And this cannot be done without Iman. Without Iman, incorrect Iman. So, in our previous class, we have seen that issue of the dividing of the Ummah. And the Ummah divided, and they separated, and there were divisions, and there were many sects that appeared. And the reality of this division was because of Aqidah and Creed, and misunderstanding in the Iman. And the companions, whenever they were alive, they did not ask the people about the narrators, and where they learned their deen from, and where they learned Iman from, and where they learned Islam from, and where they learned the understanding of the tafsir of the Quran from, and the interpretations of the hadith, so on and so forth, and the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't used to ask this in their generation until in the end of that generation, and after that in the time of the Tabi'in, whenever people started lying on the Prophet and sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and trying to corrupt the deen from inside, and the likes like this, and the ummah split and divided. It split and divided based upon the creeds, the creeds of the Khawarij, the creeds of the Mu'tazila, the creed of the Qadiriyya and the Jabiriyya, and the creed of the Shia, the Rafida, and the creed of the Murji'a, and so on and so forth. All the way until this day, we have deviant people who have ascribed to Islam, but they have deviated in their creed, Ahmadiyya, and they have deviated in their creed, like those who claim Nation of Islam, you know, even the Worthy Muhammad, they have deviation. They have deviation. They have innovated in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla by misunderstanding Al-Iman, misunderstanding the Islam that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was upon and his companions. So this affair is the most important affair. And it's very clear for a believer to understand this, that the Islam that is correct and that Allah is pleased with is the one that he completed. And the Iman that is correct and the Iman that is beneficial is the one that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was upon and that he taught his companions, radiyallahu anhum, and that they were upon. And it was not till after their generation, or at the end of their generation, until the people differed in these affairs. And we have seen that the Prophet, he mentioned that all of those groups are going to be in the hellfire. Some of the deviations and some of the innovations in Iman take an individual out of Islam. If the person he died upon that, iyadhim billah, he will abide there and forever. He will never enter the paradise. Others, their deviation in Iman does not take them out of Islam. They're still Muslims. And if Allah wills, if they die upon that corrupt creed and belief, but it is not corrupted to the extent that it has caused them to leave out Islam, they're still Muslims, but they have deficient faith and deficient and misunderstood corrupt belief, but the foundation is there to where they're still considered Muslims. Then if they die in that manner, yadhim billah, then they will be under the will of Allah. If Allah wills, He'll punish them according to their sins, and if Allah will, He forgive them. But in any case, anyone who dies upon Islam and he has enough Iman that his Islam will be considered correct and he is a Muslim and a Muwahid, then his final abode and destination will be paradise. then his final abode and destination will be paradise. This is also an issue of Iman and in the correct understanding of Ahl-Sunnati wal Jama'ah. So we have seen that the Prophet, he mentioned that all of those sects will be in the Hellfire, those from his Ummah, the 72 sects from his Ummah, and they will all be in the fire except for one, and they are the Jama'ah, and they are the ones that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and his companions. So this is the correct belief and the correct creed and the correct Iman, and this is the correct Islam that Allah is pleased with, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Mas'ud, he said, Al-Jama'atu man wafaqa al-haq walau kunta wahdaka. That Al-Jama'ah, do you know who's the Jama'ah? Meaning the safe sect, the sect that the Prophet is referring to in that hadith, the hadith of Al-Iftiraq. It is the one who is in accordance with the truth, even if you're alone. Even if you're alone. Ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 181. He said, Abu Bakr and Umar. The Jama'ah, what is the Jama'ah? Naam, kulluha fi nar illa wahida. قالوا من هي وما هي يا رسول الله قال الجماعة قال ابن مبارك رحمه الله تعالى هي أبو بكر وعمر الجماعة the main body in the group that should be followed in the congregation الجماعة this is أبو بكر and عمر رضي الله عنهما. I mean, that's if you want to be upon the جماعة and the safe sect, you have to be upon what they're upon, because they were upon what the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon. They're the ones who learned it from him and they knew it from him properly. Likewise, it has been narrated from the hadith of Al-Thawban. And this hadith is mutafiqun alayhi, but this is the wording in Sahih Muslim. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. لا تزال طائفة من أمتي. There will always remain a group from my ummah. And he's referring again to that previous hadith, that the ummah will divide into these different sects, and all of them will be in the hellfire except for one. And here again, this hadith here clarifies the same issue. لا تزال طائفة من أمتي. There will always remain a group. There will always remain a group from my ummah. Meaning not the whole ummah. Not the whole ummah. Rather the whole ummah, there will be division in the ummah. But there will always remain a group. There will always remain a group. What would that group be doing? ظاهرين على الحق. They will be victorious and triumphant upon the truth. They will be victorious, triumphant upon the truth. نعم. لا يضرهم من خذرهم. That no harm will come to those who abandon them. And who abandon them from the deviant sects. From the deviant sects, they abandon them and they call them names. They call them names and the likes like this. And they try to lead the people away from them. And the likes, لا يضرهم من خذلهم. No harm will come to them from those who abandon them. حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. Until the command of Allah comes and they're upon that. Until the command of Allah comes, meaning near the end of the end of the before the resurrection and before the sa'ah, the command of Allah will come and they're upon that way, meaning they're upon the truth. There will always remain a group from the ummah upon the truth. No harm will come to those will come to them from those who abandon them. From the ways the people abandon Ahl Sunnah is that they try to lead the awam away from the ulama and from the people of knowledge, and they try to replace the ulama and the people of knowledge with other people. And that's what they do. They try to pull the wool, as they say, over the eyes of the awam and the layman and the people who are not firmly grounded in knowledge, and they do not know the usul properly, and they're not steadfast upon that. Then they try to mislead them and misguide them by taking them away from the people of knowledge and taking them away from the proper knowledge and the people of knowledge. And this is the methodology that is old, and this is the way of the people of desires and whims. So be careful from them and watch out from them. نعم لا تزال طائفة but no but الحمد لله لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. But no matter, in any case, there will always remain a group from this ummah, from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, victorious, triumphant, apparent, on top, with the truth. نعم. And no harm will come to them from those who abandon them. No harm will come to them from those who abandon them, so long as they hold on to that truth. نعم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. It has been narrated from Ali ibn al-Madini, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 234. He's from the Shaykh of Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, from the peers of Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala. Ali ibn al-Madini, min kibari ulama al-hadith. Naam, min jahabithat al-hadith, rahimahullah ta'ala. What did he say about this narration and this ta'ifa? Hadhihi al-ta'ifa, al-zahira al-haq. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, hum ahlul hadith. Hum أهل الحديث. They are the people of hadith. والذين يتعهدون مذاهب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now, and they are the ones who are aware of, and they know, and they are upon the ways of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the methodology of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَيَذُبُّونَ عَنِ الْعِلْمِ, and they defend the knowledge, and they defend the knowledge. These are the people that are victorious. There will always remain a group of people. And whom Ahlul Hadith, he died in the year 234, rahimahullahu ta'ala. So he's referring here, Ahlul Hadith, not referring to some organization today that's just called Ahlul Hadith, or some masjid that they have named Ahlul Hadith. This is not what is intended. This is not, names are beautiful, and the name and that term Ahlul Hadith is a beautiful term and name. But if the people that ascribe to it do not have truly the traits of those people of Hadith, then they are not from them, even if they call themselves this and that. Even if they call themselves this and that. They say they're Ahlul Hadith, or Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or they say this is Salafiyyah, and the likes like this. But if they are truly not upon that way, the names will not benefit them. What is intended by Ali ibn al-Madini, rahimahullah ta'ala, al-Hadith, hum ruwat al-Hadith. Ahlul Hadith, yani ruwat al-Hadith, the narrators of Hadith. Those who had collected the Hadith, those who have traveled through the lands, and those who have given their lives and their wealth and their souls for the collection of the Sunnah and the defense of the Sunnah. And they're the ones in the chains of narrations that have narrated the Hadith to us all the way until they were collected in the books of the Sunnah. All the way until they were collected in the books of the Sunnah in the first three generations. And the first three generations from the Tabi'in and the companions and the Tabi'in and Tabi'at Tabi'in. Until after that, whenever Al-Bukhari has collected the book, As-Sahih and Muslim likewise, and Abu Dawood with Tirmidhi, and Nasa'i with Bimaji, and the other scholars of Hadith. But I mentioned particularly هذه الكتب الستة, the six major books of Hadith. The narrators that are found in these narrations that are collected in these Hadith, in those books. These are, they're on al Hadith. This is what the reference is to here. Now, الطائفة المنصورة هم أهل الحديث. Al Hadith. These people. As-Salaf al-Salih. So if we want to have the correct Iman, and we want to be saved and not be upon those deviant sects that go into the hellfire, if we want to be upon the Iman of the Prophet and his companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhu, we have to be upon the Iman of Ahlul Hadith. The narrators of Hadith who narrated the Hadith to us. The narrators of Hadith, they're also, we should not be misled. The narrators of Hadith, they're also the ones who narrated the Quran to us as well. And the Sahaba, they narrated the Quran and the Sunnah to us. And the narrators of Hadith, likewise, they're the narrators of the Quran as well. They're the ones who have recited the Quran by chain to us. As well as the Hadith. As well as the Hadith. You will find many of the scholars of the Hadith, they are scholars of Quran as well. Scholars of Qira'ah. And the Qira'at go back to them. Go back to them. So not only in their days, in those best generations, were they scholars of a hadith and narrators of a hadith, but also they were curious of the Quran. And they are the ones who have narrated the chain of Quran to us from the companions. From the companions. Now, the students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and the students of Zayd ibn Thabit, and the students of Ubay ibn Ka'b, they were scholars of a hadith. They were Ahlul Hadith. They're the ones who have transmitted the Quran to us and the Sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Naam, Ahlul Hadith. الطائفة المنصورة, who are they? علي بن مديني رحمه الله, he says, هم أهل الحديث الذين يتعاهدون مذاهب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذبون عن العلم. And they are the ones who defend the knowledge. Listen to the completion of the statement. He says, ولولاهم لم تجد عند المعتزلة والرافضة والجهمية وأهل الإرجاء شيئا من السنن. If it was not for them, yani the narrators Hadith, if it was not for them, then you will not find any narrations. You will not find nothing at all whatsoever from the Sunan, with the Mu'tazila and the Rafila and the Jahmiyyah and the people, the Murji'ah. You will never find any narrations with them. Meaning that these deviant sects, they had come later. Naam, and they were not upon the way of Ahlul Hadith. And they were not upon the way of the narrators of Hadith, who narrated the narrations from the students of the companions, and narrated who heard it from the companions, and who heard it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're the ones who narrated this Hadith. They're the ones who had the proper understanding of that Hadith. And it wasn't until after them, and after their narration of of that hadith, and after their spreading of that hadith, Al-Mu'tazila appeared and they misinterpreted that hadith, and the Rafida appeared and they misinterpreted the hadith, Al-Jahmiyyah appeared and they misinterpreted the hadith, and the Murji'ah appeared and they misinterpreted the hadith. So these people and these deviant groups that are mentioned here, he's saying, rahimahullah ta'ala, that they would never have nothing from the sunnah whatsoever. They're not narrators of hadith. They're not the people who carry the hadith. So therefore, how could we listen to them and understand them? They did not carry the hadith to us. They did not learn it from the people who learned it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they're not people who learned it from the people who learned it from the people who learned it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the reason why those generations are so great. And from the reasons is because those three generations, the first generation, of course, is because the companions, they have the eyes. They saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they heard his voice and they learned from him directly. As for the next generation, then those tabi'un, they have the eyes that saw the eyes that saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they learned from them. And after them, likewise, atba' tabi'in, those individuals, they had the eyes that saw the eyes that saw the eyes. That saw the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a benefit that I hear many times from Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, hafidhahu ta'ala, that this is the virtue these people have, and plus that they have been praised in the book, and their praise is well known. And likewise in the Sunnah, these three generations. But this is the case. They learn directly from the Prophet, and then they learn directly from those who learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then they learn from directly from those who learn directly from those who learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they have the correct creed and they have the correct belief, and they're the ones who transmitted these narrations to us. And before that, they're the ones who transmitted the Quran to us. So therefore, their understanding is the correct understanding. And if it was not for their narration and transmission and the fact that they have carried these narrations and this Quran to us, then the deviant sects, as he mentioned here, Adi ibn Madini, the Mu'tazila and the Rafila and the Jahmiya and the Irmurjiya, they would not have anything from the Sunnah to try to claim and to hold on to or to follow. And like them after that, likewise, if it was not for them also, the people of Hadith, the Tablighiyya and the Ikhwaniyya, and all these other deviant sects that we have today, and the Takfiriyun, and the likes like this, and Jihadiyun, oh, they wouldn't have anything from the narrations. And the only way to be successful, and the only way to be upright, and the only way to be safe from this deviation is to go back to the Iman of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, and their understanding of the deen, and their understanding of the deen. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى, and he's referring to that same hadith, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned يعني أصحاب الحديث, يعني أصحاب الحديث, they are the people of hadith, they are the people of hadith. وقال أحمد رحمه الله تعالى, الإمام أحمد, he said about that saved group, the one that is victorious all the way until before the day of resurrection, and no harm will come to them from those who abandon them. Imam Ahmad, he said, إِن لَمْ يَكُونُوا أَهْلِ الْحَدِيثِ أو إِن لَمْ يَكُونُوا أَصْحَابَ الْحَدِيثِ فَلَا أَدْرِي مَنْ هُمْ. If they are not the people of hadith, any of the narrators of hadith, then I do not know who they are. Then I do not know who they are. If the saved sect, al-jama'ah, أو الذين على ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه وهذه الطائفة المنصورة الناجية, if they're not, Imam Ahmad, he says, if they are not the people of hadith, I don't know who they are. The people of hadith, meaning the narrators of hadith. And Imam Ahmad, he died in 241. So the narrators of hadith, those who came before him, from the likes of Alqama, and Al-Aswad, Ibn Yazid, and Ibrahim al-Nakhai, and likewise, after them, also Shaykh ibn Salama, Abu Wa'il, from the Tabi'een, Sa'id ibn Musayyib, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, Urwah, Ibn Zubayr, Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad, and other than them from the Tabi'in, Al-Ta' al-Khurasani, Al-Ta' ibn Yasar, Al-Ta' ibn Abi Rabah, the Tabi'un, those ulama of hadith who narrated to us, and after them, likewise, those who have come after them, like Imam Malik and Ibn Shihab, Zuhri, Rahimahum Allah Ta'ala, and Sa'id ibn Abi Uruba, and other than them from the scholars of hadith in those days, and after them, Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan, and Ali ibn Madini, and Sufyan al-Thawri, and Sufyan ibn Uyayna, all of these, they're the ulama of hadith. They're the ones being referred to. They're the ones who transmitted the narrations to us. They're the ones who transmitted the deen to us. Now, so to understand, their understanding is the correct understanding, because they're the ones who heard it from those who had learned it properly. And those who have that understanding, they are upon the correct way. They are upon the correct way. The way of the people of hadith. The way of the people of hadith, meaning the narrators of hadith. So if we look into the way of the people of Hadith with regards to Iman, we'll see that this is the correct belief, and this is the correct creed, and this is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. If a person, he sees people differing in creed, if he sees people differing in belief, and this is something that is apparent, how can he know which one is correct? Because they all, none of them are going to ascribe, none of them are going to say, they're all going to say, I have the creed of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Quran and Sunnah. Quran and Sunnah. Even the Rafilan, Kiddab. Kiddabun. What did they say? The Quran was Sunnah. That's what they claim. That's what they claim. And the Jihadiyun, the Takfiriyun, what did they say? Al Quran was Sunnah. Al Khawarij, what did they say? Quran was Sunnah. Al Sunnah, Quran was Sunnah. Alhamdulillah. But what is the difference? And how can one know the correct creed and the correct belief and the correct Islam and the correct Iman and the correct methodology and the correct way? By referring back to Al Hadith. By referring back to Al Hadith. They're the ones who transmitted that from us. They're the ones who transmitted that to us. Excuse me. Now, and in the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. This is the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. At the head of them, As-Sahaba, and then after them, At-Tabi'un wa At-Ba' At-Tabi'in. In this manner, a believer, he can have sound creed and sound belief, and then he can begin to strive against his soul to rectify himself and to purify his soul and to cleanse his heart and to strive to be upright after establishing that correct creed and the correct belief. The correct creed and the correct belief. From those narrators of Hadith, we have some great scholars, two of them. One of them, his name is Abu Hatim, Muhammad ibn Idris, Abu Hatim. He died in the year 277. Also another, his name is Abu Zur'ah, Ar-Razi. Both of them, they're known as Ar-Raziani, the two Razis. The son of Abu Hatim, his name is Abdurrahman ibn Abi Hatim. And he used to ask his father, Abu Hatim, and also his uncle, Abu Zur'ah, many questions about the deen. Many questions about the deen, and he transmitted their creed to us, and he transmitted their statements to us about the narrators, so on and so forth. Abdurrahman ibn Abi Hatim, he died in the year 327. He says in the Aqidah that is well known, is called Aqidatu al-Raziyaini. Aqidatu al-Raziyaini, the creed of the two Razis, referring to Abu Hatim al-Razi wa Abu Zur'ah al-Razi. Abu Zur'ah, he died in 264. And 264, 277, Abu Hatim, or 264, Abu Zur'ah. Aqidatu al-Raziyaini. Now, how does this Aqidah begin? Ibn Abi Hatim, he begins by saying that he asked his father and Abu Zur'ah about the madhahib ahl sunnah fi usul ad-din. So he says, Sa'altu Abi wa Aba Zur'ata and madhahib ahl sunnah fi usul ad-din. وَمَا أَدْرَكَا عَلَيْهِ الْعُلَمَاءَ فِي جِمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ وَمَا يَعْتَقِدَانِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. He said, I asked my father and Abu Zur'ah about the methodology of Ahl Sunnati with regards to the fundamentals of the deen, yani Iman. And he says, and that which they have met from the ulama and all of the different lands, and that which the two of them believe with regards to that. What is their belief in the creed? And what did they learn from the ulama of the land? Because one thing that is known about Abu Zur'ah and Abu Hatim is that they traveled all through the lands. They traveled all through the lands. Abu Hatim, he traveled for 12 years. The first time he traveled for 12 years. And he said he walked from Medina to Mecca more times than he can count. And he walked walked to Basra, and he walked to Kufa, and he walked to Egypt, and he walked to Antakya. Antakya is a place close to Turkey. And he walked back to Medina, and all of these, and subhanAllah, on foot. Allahu Akbar. So anyways, he's asking his father, Abu Hatim, and Abu Zur'ah, what is the fundamentals and the methodology of Ahl Sunnah and the foundations of the deen, the fundamentals of the deen, and what they have learned from the ulama and all of the different parts of the lands, and that which the two of them particularly believe in. So what did he say? فَقَالَ, that both of them, they said, أَدْرَكْنَا الْعُلَمَاءَ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ. We have met the ulama in all of the lands, and in all of the Islamic lands of those times. حِجَازٍ وَعِرَاقٍ وَمِصْرَ وَشَامٍ وَيَمَنٍ. He said, we have met the ulama, and of Ahl Sunnah, in all of the lands. In Hijaz, which is Medina and Mecca, and the area between. And Iraq, and in Misr, Egypt, and in Sham. In Sham, which is a big area where Palestine is, and Urdun, and Syria, and Lebanon, and these areas, this is all Sham. But even then, Sham went even higher, closer to Turkey. It was a big area. Naam, what Yemen, and they went to all in Yemen, all these lands, we met the ulama, he said, they both say, in all of these lands. فكان من مذهبهم. So from their madhab and their methodology, أن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. That iman is a statement and an action, and it increases and it decreases. Now they met the ulama in Egypt. They met the ulama in Yemen. They met the ulama in Sham. They met the ulama in Hijaz, in Medina, and in Mecca. They met the ulama in Iraq. All of them, the ulama al-Sunnah, yani. All of them, what did they say? Al-Iman qawlun wa amalun yazidu wa yanqusu. Qawlun wa amalun yazidu wa yanqusu. And then till the end of the text, yani, when he mentions the rest of the affairs. But this is how he began. This is the point here, that the affair of the Iman, and derived from this understanding, the ulama have mentioned the definition of al-Iman. Now, the linguistic definition, at-tasdiq, to believe, and in the heart. But in the Sharia and in the Deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's more than that. Qawlun wa amalun. It's a statement on the tongue, and an action as well. On the body parts, and action of the heart as well. Statement on the tongue, and statement of the heart, action of the heart, and action of the body parts. Naam. And likewise, even after them, has come another great scholar of hadith. His name is Al-Imam Al-Ajurri, rahimahullah ta'ala. He died in the year 360. And he has a great book called Al-Sharia. It's a title, Al-Sharia, the legislation. But it's about creed, it's about iman, it's about belief, and the understanding and the proper methodology of Ahl-Sunnah. He mentioned in there a chapter, and under this many narrations and evidences, and he says, بَابٌ الْقَوْلُ بِأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ تَصْدِيقٌ بِالْقَلْبِ وَإِقْرَاءٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَعَمْلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ لَا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا بِأَنْ تَجْتَمِعَ فِيهِ هَذِهِ الْخِصَالِ الثَّلَاثِ. He said, this is the chapter we will mention here, that with regards to the iman, it is a belief in the heart and an affirmation on the tongue and actions on the body parts, and a person will not be a believer until he gathers all three of these affairs. He will not be a believer until he gathers all three of these affairs. Also, after that, we see another great scholar of hadith has come, and in the generation, to show that they're all upon the same way. And if we look into the books of the Salaf and the scholars of hadith all throughout history, and those who are upon their way, you will find that their statements are the same, and they never differ in the affairs of creed. Their statements are the same, they never differ in the affairs of creed. And you will find that one of them who lived in Iraq or in Baghdad, and another one he lived in Yemen, and another one he lived in Sham, and another one he lived in Egypt, and another one he's from here, and another one he's from there, and this one he lived in 264, this one he lived in 360, this one he lived in 449, this one he lived in 278. And then when you read their books, it's as if it came from one pen. They're all in accordance. As we have here, As-Sabuni, he died in the year 449. What does he say in his book? Aqidatu Salafi. Aqidatu Salafi, Ashab al-Hadith. The creed of the Salaf and the narrators of Hadith. He said, وَمِن مَذْهَبِ أَهْلِ الْحَدِيثِ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَمَعْرِفَةٌ يَزِيدُ بِطَاعَةِ وَيَنْقُصُ بِمَعْسِيَةِ. Naam, that al-Iman, it is a statement and an action and a creed. And it increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. And it just, again, to clarify that this is the understanding of al-Iman. It comes from the narrators of a hadith, because they are the ones who narrated to us what the companions were upon. Now the narrators of hadith, those who were in the chains in the times of Bukhari, from the books of Bukhari and Muslim and so on and so forth. Their understanding is the correct understanding, and the book of Tirmidhi and the book of Abu Dawood, and other than them, from the ulama of hadith, their understanding is the correct understanding, because they're the ones who transmitted this from the companions. They're the ones who transmitted it from the companions, who learned it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It can't be understood in any other way. It can't be understood in any other way, any correctly and sound and in a solid and correct manner that's pleasing to Allah azza wa jalla. So bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we see now that al-iman qawlun wa amalun nam yaziru wa yankus. And this is the subject that we discuss in our next class. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.